Hallelujah. How many of you are excited to receive the word from God today? Hallelujah. Every time I preach, I'm excited. Hallelujah. There's some fire inside of me burning. Hallelujah. There's a fountain inside of me bubbling. How many of you, like when you wake up in the morning, you sometimes feel tired in the morning? Oh, come on. Be honest. Yes. I've been there many, many times. Hallelujah. You wake up and you feel tired. Now, tiredness can have many reasons. Amen. I mean, if you worked hard the day before, it's okay if you're tired in the morning. But if there's a constant fatigue, if you for months feel fatigued, feel tired, there's something wrong. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, God didn't give us the spirit of tiredness, but a spirit of power. Somebody say power. Power. Hallelujah. Now, you know, if you are tired, it could be that there's anxiety, there's worries in your life. Somebody say worries. Mm-hmm. The Bible used the word worries or anxiety interchangeably. It's the same word. Worries, anxiety, it's the same word. Now, the German translation says Sorgen, and the English one says anxiety, but it's all the same thing. Anxiety, worries. Hallelujah. Now, if there are worries in your life, you'll be tired in the morning. Why? Because, exactly, man, thank you. You've been thinking about something all night long. Hallelujah. Now, the last thought before you go to bed is, how am I going to go about this thing? And then during the night, you wake up again and you're worried again. How am I going to manage the thing? And then you have a hard time falling asleep. You wake up next morning thinking, my goodness, the same problem. How am I going to face this day, this problem? What can I do? Anxieties. Now, let's first of all define anxieties. What is anxiety? What is worries? Some of you may know this German song by Udo, for Jürgen von der Lippe. And he says, I'll just say it in German, Guten Morgen, liebe Sorgen. Seid ihr auch schon alle da? Habt ihr auch so gut geschlafen? Na, dann ist ja alles klar. Amen. You know this one. Amen. You wake up in the morning, the first thing that happens, the worries are knocking at your door. Hello? How are you? I'm bad. I feel terrible. Why do you come again? Well, I'm your best friend. I'm sticking to you. But today, in the name of Jesus, by the anointing, by the power of the Holy Ghost, you shall shake off those worries. If you believe it, shout amen. If you believe it, shall be better. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, anxieties are happening in our mind. Somebody say mind. Now, you cannot taste it. I mean, you cannot eat it. You cannot touch it. But anxieties are real. Worries are real. So they are in our mind. Hallelujah. Worries are reoccurring thoughts. Let me define it. Reoccurring negative thoughts. Hallelujah. Reoccurring, bothering, negative thoughts. These are worries. Amen. Now, people have studied worries. And let me, today I believe most of you are saved. I hope you are. If not, then I'll give you a chance to receive Christ. Let me teach this morning. Is it okay? Hallelujah. Now, the people have studied worries. And let me give you some statistics. You'll be very surprised. Hallelujah. Now, 40% of all the worries you have will never happen. Hallelujah. 40%, almost half of the worries you have, they will never come to pass. Hallelujah. There should be some joy by now. Hallelujah. I mean, 40% of your troubles will never happen. Oh, hallelujah. Now, some of you are good at math. Keep counting, keep calculating. 30% of the worries are worries about things which happened in the past. Now, how many of you know you cannot change the past? Come on, let's plead the blood of Jesus. Let's forget the past. Let's move on. Hallelujah. So, 40 plus 30 is 70% useless worries. 40% will never happen in the future. 30% have already happened. Don't worry. Hallelujah. Receive the grace, receive the forgiveness, cover the blood of Jesus, and move on. Amen. Hallelujah. 12%. So 40 plus 30 is 70. Plus 12. 12% are worries about what might people think about me? No? I put on this tie today. You know, it might not be your taste, but it was mine this morning. I felt like, hallelujah. And I don't care about your taste. I like it, hallelujah. I enjoy it, hallelujah. But so many of you, you're in the mirror. Oh my, you know. And then, or maybe I should change this one. Well, you ask your wife, my wife, how do you think? Does it match? I don't care. I like it. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So many of you are so worried about what people might think about you, your family, your dress. Stop worrying. Hallelujah. Now, 40, 30, 12, it's 82. Now, we're coming close to 100. Hallelujah. 10% of all your worries are worries about your health. Hallelujah. Now, these 10%, they are kind of okay because, no, you want to be healthy. But the problem is, the more you worry, the sicker you get. Hallelujah. So once you're sick, stop worrying about sickness. It'll kill you. Hallelujah. So let's calculate. 40 plus 30 plus 12 is 82 plus 10 is, thank you, ma'am, 92. Hallelujah. Now, we are left with 8%. Now, let me tell you, 8% are real. Hallelujah. So if you could cut out 92% of your worries, you'll be just right on. That means 92% of the anxieties are based on lies. Useless. It'll just bring you down more. It'll paralyze you. It'll scare you. Hallelujah. Or some of you are, most of you are, all of you are from, some of you are from Africa. Most of you are from Africa. Hallelujah. And then you keep thinking what people might think about you. Ah, it's a machinery going on right there. You think, what might they think? Stop thinking for others. Amen. Because it will enslave you. Hallelujah. Amen. Be who you are and be proud of who you are. In Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So 92% of all anxieties are based on lies or on the past. Hallelujah. Useless. Now, before I move on, let me just specify something here. Worries are not being well organized. Worries doesn't mean you cannot plan ahead. You should plan ahead. You should have an organizer. You should know what's going to happen tomorrow. But worries is if you think of tomorrow and you feel afraid. That's worries. If you think of tomorrow, if you plan for tomorrow, that's fine. But don't be afraid. Don't be worried about tomorrow. That's what the Bible speaks about. Hallelujah. Now, read letters of Paul. Paul was very organized. He knew where he was going next. But he wasn't worried about where he was going. Hallelujah. People told him, prophecies came up. They're going to kill you in Jerusalem. Who cares? You're going to suffer. Who cares? I have my plan and I don't worry. Hallelujah. The devil has lost. The devil is a loser. He has been conquered. He has been defeated. He is a loser. Now, why are you so afraid? He is using lies. He is using worries to paralyze you. Let me tell you, the devil is only as powerful as you allow him to be. Christ rendered him powerless. But if you allow him to come into your life, and to gain territory, oh, he'll be very powerful. It's time to know who you are in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, worries make you tired. Psychologists have found out that mental activity makes you more tired than, you know, taking a shovel and digging a hole. Amen. It's true. Mental activity makes you very tired. Now, some people, they ask me, what are you doing all day in the office? Why don't we switch for one day? Why don't you come and do all this business, all this management, all this office work, and you'll know how tired you are by the end of the day. Mental activity makes you very tired. But look, if you have negative thoughts who are always there bothering you, your brain keeps working, and that's why you get tired. Worries make you tired. Worries take out your joy. Amen. I've never seen a worried person who was very happy. No, always sad. Look like a sour pickle. Because they are worried. Worries take away your joy. And joy's twin brother is called peace. Amen. If you allow worries to come to the door, joy and peace will jump out of the window. Hallelujah. But you can control your thoughts. Say it. I can control my thoughts. Hallelujah. You can bring all your thoughts subject to Christ. Hallelujah. You can make them subject to the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. And it's going to change your life. All of a sudden you may face big problems, but you can face them with a smile. Hallelujah. And when I have a sermon called Face the Facts and Smile, I'm going to preach it one day. Face the Facts and Smile. When Abraham looked at his buddy, he faced the facts. He looked at Sarah, he faced the facts. But he had a promise from God. And he smiled. Hallelujah. If you know what you have in Christ and where you are going, you can smile into the face of any demon. Hallelujah. Because you know your victory. Hallelujah. So, worries take out your peace, take out your joys. Their joy, they make you tired. Hallelujah. There was one lady. I can give you scripture. If you have time, you can read Philippians 4, chapter 4, verses 6 to 7. Philippians 4, 6 to 7. Hallelujah. You can read at home. I'll just move on from here. I have many scriptures and much ground to cover here. Hallelujah. There was a lady who couldn't fall asleep for many years, for 10 years. She was always afraid of burglars coming in and breaking into the house at night. So she always had a hard time falling asleep. And her husband was very upset with her for so many years, you know. Every day she couldn't fall asleep. So one day they heard a noise downstairs. And the husband got up. He went down, he switched on the light, and here he was, a burglar. My, after 10 years. And he said, I'm so glad to meet you. My wife, I've been waiting for you for 10 years. Hallelujah. Amen. For 10 years she couldn't sleep because she was afraid of a burglar. Why not just sleep every day and enjoy peace of mind, enjoy God's presence and security, and wait for the next day in peace? And what happens will happen, and God give us grace for the next day. Hallelujah. Amen. Now I'm very surprised about Peter. He was in prison. I mean, he was about to be executed next day. And then the angel appeared to him. And the angel had to kick him into his ribs. Peter, wake up! Peter was asleep, sound asleep. How come? Would you be asleep knowing that tomorrow is your day of the execution? Or you would not sleep? I don't think so. But Peter, he lay down, he said, my Father, into your hands I give my spirit. Hallelujah. And he fell asleep. Into my hands I commit you my spirit. And he fell asleep. Hallelujah. See, he knew how to get rid of anxiety. He knew how to get rid of worries. How about you? Hallelujah. Peter slept very deeply. Hallelujah. An angel had to kick him. Amen. Because he put all the anxiety into the hands of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe after today, some of you will sleep very well. Hallelujah. Amen. Now we have analyzed what worries are, and I mean what happens when you worry. But now let's get to the root. Where do worries come from? Where does anxiety come from? Why do you have anxiety? Why do you face these mental problems, these mental attacks? Why? Well, where's the root? Well, number one, you may be very surprised. Very surprised. Worries come from unbelief. Hallelujah. Worries, anxiety comes from distrust, from unbelief. Now Christ said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Do you believe that? Hallelujah. Christ has authority over the Ausländeramt. Oh, hallelujah. He has authority over the Sozialamt. Oh, hallelujah. He has authority, madam, thank you for your testimony, over the doctors, over your sickness. He has authority. He has authority over any demon in your family. He has authority. But anxiety comes when you don't believe His authority. Oh, hallelujah. Anxiety and worries come when you live in disbelief, in doubt. Hallelujah. Also, you can turn to Matthew 6. You all know the scripture, 31. We can read from 31. Let's read. Matthew 6. Hallelujah. From 31. It says, "So do not worry, do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things." Who run after all these things? The pagans, thank you. Not the Christians. The Christians don't run after them. The Christians are persecuted by the good things. Hallelujah. The good things chase Christians, not vice versa. Amen. So the pagans run after them, all these things. "And your heavenly Father knows what you need them. But seek first the kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself." Hallelujah. If you believe this scripture, you should not worry. If you believe that God is good and that He is your daddy, your papa, you should not worry. Oh, hallelujah. I'm not saying you shouldn't work. I'm not saying you shouldn't work hard. I'm not saying you shouldn't try to make a living. I'm just saying you shouldn't worry about it. Go working. Go doing your best job, but don't worry about it. Hallelujah. Amen. So worries are rooted in disbelief. Hallelujah. In disbeliever. You don't trust God. You don't trust God to take care of you. You don't believe God knows about your problems. He knows everything about you. He knows the number of your hair. He knows the color of your underwear. Excuse me. It's true. He knows your favorite food. Hallelujah. And sometimes He gives you a treat. Amen. Hallelujah. He knows everything about you. He loves you. Not just with this, with this. Some people think God loves you with this international love. God loves the world. No! He loves you! Hallelujah! He knows you individually. And He is in love with you. Now, if God would have a billfold, a purse, your picture would be in it. Hallelujah! Amen. God loves you. He knows you. He wants to care for you. And if you don't trust Him, you are in worries and anxieties. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Number two. Now, this is a tough one. Worries are rooted in pride. Now, before we go there, let me just share a brief story about Corrie ten Boom. How many of you know Mrs. Corrie ten Boom? She has passed on already to be with the Lord. She was in Holland. She saved many Jewish people. She was a true believer. And finally, the Nazi people, they caught her. And she, as a Dutch person, was put in the concentration camp. Amen. She and her sister. And she suffered so much in the concentration camp. But they also experienced many miracles right there in the concentration camp. Now, that lady, she is saying the following. She says, "I believe that in those times when we are worried," listen, "we are practically atheists." That's a lady who suffered so much, who went through hell on earth. And she says, if you worry, you are an atheist. How many atheists are here in this room? If you worry, you say, "God, you aren't there. You're taking care of me. I have to carry this burden myself." Mm-hmm. And then she says, 5 years ago, I was reading this sometime. She says, 5 years ago, I had this luxury to worry for 5 minutes. She took time to worry for 5 minutes. Now, she wasn't worried at all, but that day she took time to worry for 5 minutes. And she would worry. And then she said she would go to a mirror. And she would stand in front of the mirror and he'll say, "Now these problems are too big for you, God." And then she said she would break out laughing. Hallelujah. And she would stop worrying again. Hallelujah. She had such a trust in God. Now if you don't trust God, you'll be worried. But if you trust God, if you love God, if you know your God, if you know El Shaddai, the God who is more enough, you shall never be worried. Hallelujah. Worry is a sin. Say it. Worry is a sin. Say it. Say it. Worry is a sin. Hallelujah. Oh, And we must repent from sin. Hallelujah. Amen. There was a time in my life I was so worried. I still am sometimes. Sometimes. I was very worried. The ministry was much smaller, just in the beginning stages. We had a very small budget. And my, was I worried. The burden was so heavy. I mean, I didn't know how to make it. No, in those days, you would still pray to have enough money to pay the postage for the newsletters. My, the worries were all over me. And now the ministry has grown to a certain extent. We have done wonderful things. Hallelujah. I mean, the postage is not a problem anymore. Hallelujah. I mean, God has blessed us. We've seen so many. You will see something at the end of the sermon. Hallelujah. I'll show you a clip. We've done so many things now. And you know what? I'm less worried now than I was then. Hallelujah. You can rejoice. I'm not doing my business. I'm not running my ministry. Hallelujah. It's God's ministry. Let Him take care of it. Hallelujah. Who am I? Amen. Hallelujah. So if you trust your daddy, if you trust your papa, hallelujah, you will not be worried. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, number two will be really surprising to you. Worries are rooted in pride. I mentioned before, pride. Now you say, how can that be? When I'm worried, I feel low. How can I be prideful at the same time? When I'm worried, I don't feel like I'm boasting. I feel so low. How can you say, worries are based or rooted in pride? There's a scripture for it. Hallelujah. Let's read 1 Peter 5. 1 Peter 5. Let me assure you, if there's worries in your life, my brother, my sister, you're arrogant. I was. And no, I am once in a while, sometimes. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 5, 6 to 8. Now, let me read in the English first. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Listen, if you would read the Greek, it would sound like this. Let me explain to you. It would sound like this. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time. Now listen. By casting all your anxieties on Him. Listen. Peter says, you humble yourself by casting your anxieties on Him. Oh, that's very interesting. That means if you don't cast your anxieties on Him, you are still in pride. Aha. Hallelujah. Now, let me explain to you what this means. It means if you don't cast your anxieties on Him, you still think you can manage and handle it yourself. Aha. You still think, I'm Superman. No, God, I'll do this myself. No, when I have a big problem, I'll come back to you. I'll take care of this myself. That's the attitude. And Peter says, wrong. Come to God with any small problem, with any big problem you have, but come to God. And by coming to Him, and by casting your anxieties on Him, you humble yourself. Hallelujah. Let me assure you, every person who is worried is not humble. And I know from my own experience. Oh, the burden was so terribly tough. So heavy. Ministry was so tough. Oh, it's not. It's fun. It's enjoyment. There are hard times, but I'm not the one to take care of those things. I'm not the one to solve the problems. My job is to take my anxieties, my fears, and throw them, cast them on Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, some of you are good in that. You know, you take your anxieties, and you run, and then you cast it. And next moment you run there, and then you take it back. Ah. Hallelujah. Isn't it like this? You go on your knees and you say, Father, please help me. And then you get up. Oh, this problem is still there. You just got it back. Hallelujah. Peter says you have to cast your anxieties. Use force. Use power. Cast it. Hallelujah. Let it land on the moon somewhere. Hallelujah. Amen. And don't get it. Take it back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you are still worried, you are walking in pride. Worries is for proud people because they think they can handle life themselves. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Now, I've studied very, very much theology many years. And for a while, I may have thought I had a handle on God. I know about God and I know who He is and what He does and I can predict God. No, you can't. Hallelujah. Amen. But if you know God, who He really is, you don't have to defend God. You don't defend His word. You don't defend His ministry. You just leave it up to Him. Hallelujah. And just rejoice. And you enjoy His presence and His love and His ministry. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, worries, they will quench the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you want to be full of the Holy Spirit, then stop worrying. Because the Bible says that God has given us a spirit of love, of power, and of self-control, or sound mind. Hallelujah. Not the spirit of fear, not a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and self-control. Hallelujah. That means if you allow worry and anxiety to come in, it's not a spirit from God. It's a spirit from the pit of hell. Mm-hmm. It's going to paralyze you. That is why Paul says in Ephesians 5, don't give room to the devil. Even Christians can give room to the devil. For example, by worrying too much. And then he comes in and the words of people become so big and God's word becomes so small. The report from the doctor becomes so big. Oh, he has a doctorate. He's a professor. He knows what he's talking about. My God knows more. Hallelujah. Worries is when you magnify the problems, when you magnify the opinions of other people. But if you are in God, if you're full of the Holy Spirit, you know your God. And you know that God is bigger than any problem. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. No more worries for you after today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No worries are like a rocking chair. The Germans say Schaukelstuhl. Like a rocking chair. A rocking chair keeps you busy, but it gets you nowhere. Amen. That's what worries are. You keep sitting there and worrying and worrying and worrying. It doesn't change anything, does it? Hallelujah. Why not use that time to cast your anxieties on Him? Hallelujah. You must get out of this circle of worrying. Hallelujah. It'll paralyze you. It'll kill you. The devil will come into that system. He'll destroy you. But if you break out of the system, if you start speaking truth, start speaking positive things, start speaking statements of faith. Hallelujah. All these demons will run away. Hallelujah. You know, negative thoughts, negative confessions is like manure. I don't want to use the real word. Hallelujah. It's like manure. It's like dung. And you know, if you know, dung attracts flies. Mm-hmm. Negative confession attracts devils, attracts demons. Amen. But once you start smelling like Christ, they'll run. Hallelujah. They'll run from you. Hallelujah. Amen. Once you start confessing positive confession, confessing Christ and His power, they'll run. Hallelujah. Amen. Now the Holy Spirit is quenched by worries. Now since all that is true, since you know, worries takes away your joy and your peace, it makes you tired. Amen. And it's rooted in pride and disbelief. Amen. Since all these things are bad and negative, I can confidently say today, worries come from the devil. Amen. Worries come from the devil. And you know, just the fact that worries are 92% lies. That they never come true to 92%. It shows to me that the father of lies must be involved in worries. The devil. Amen. See, worries are lies from the devil to paralyze you. He has no legal power over you if you are in Christ. But then he brings lies into your life and you open up again and he starts manipulating and controlling you again. Hallelujah. And then you're scared of him. So many people are afraid of the devil. You hear a noise somewhere in the house and you rebuke the devil. You're scared. You know, The devil may not have been in that noise. But after you've become scared, he may come. Yes. Amen. Yes. Fear attracts devils. Fear attracts demons. So trust in your God. Trust in the greatness of God. Hallelujah. Worries come from the devil. So if worries come from the devil, from the pit of hell, if worries are not for your portion, why do you still live in worries? You have to hate worries as you hate sin. You have to avoid worries as you avoid sin. You have to, let me add this one. You have to repent from worries as you repent from adultery. Oh, hallelujah. You have to repent from worries. Because by worrying, you're really insulting God. You're telling God, God, you're not able to care for me. Oh yes, you say you will clothe your people more beautiful than Solomon, and you said you'll take care of us, but I don't trust you. Let me take care of myself, and you're insulting God. And today is the day to repent from the sin of being worried, from the sin of anxiety. Hallelujah, amen. And there's a Scottish saying. It says, "What maybe may not be." Worries will always tell you what could be, what may be. But speak to your worries and say, "What maybe may not be." And in 92%, the case is it will not be. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. So why being worried? What maybe may not be. Hallelujah. Amen. Now we've heard so many things about worries. Now let's get the cure for worries. Hallelujah. Let's get the cure for it. Hallelujah. Paul says, Peter says, all your anxiety cast upon him. Cast your anxieties upon him. Hallelujah. Because he cares for you. Hallelujah. Your parents may forget you. Your friends may forget you. Your wife may divorce you. Your husband may divorce you. Things may go wrong in life, but there's one person who cares for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God cares for you. Let me tell you, God is up at night watching you. He goes, when you go to bed, he looks at you and he loves you. When you wake up in the morning, he smiles at you. Oh, God is so busy. He cannot do that for me. Yes, he can. He is almighty. At least he smiles at me when I wake up. Hallelujah. He sure does. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have three boys. Three boys. Sometimes they are naughty. You know, like boys are. Hallelujah. And we discipline them and everything. And at the night, when they go to bed, you know, we reconcile and there's peace and they have prayed and everything is fine. They fall asleep. And my wife and I walk in and we see the boys sleeping. And we say, oh, how blessed we are. Wonderful kids. During the day, fighting, trouble. At night, we smile at them. We are so blessed. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, no matter what you've done wrong in your life, no matter what went wrong, God still loves you. And at night, he looks at you and he smiles at you because you are his creation. Hallelujah. And you can trust him. He cares for you. Hallelujah. He cares for you. Hallelujah. Now you say, well, he may care for my pastor. He may take care of the ministry of the evangelist, but not for me. My problems are so unique. They are so different. But evangelist, if you had known my problems, you wouldn't preach that way. Oh, my brother, let me tell you. I've been through fire. I've been through waters. But I came out. Hallelujah. I came out. Hallelujah. Because of my God. Hallelujah. Amen. No matter what went wrong in your life, he still cares for you. He still loves you. Hallelujah. Now, how do you cast your anxieties onto the Lord? How do you do that? Let's read Philippians 4. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Hallelujah. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. I have to open the Bible since I'm preaching from German notes here. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7. Hallelujah. Again, it says, do not be anxious. Hallelujah. Do not be worried. Do not be anxious about anything. Say anything. Anything. Anything means your thing. Hallelujah. But in everything, say everything. In everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Hallelujah. In everything, by prayer. How do you cast your anxieties? By prayer. Hallelujah. When you have a problem, stop worrying. Break the cycle of being worried. Kneel down and start praying to God Almighty. Hallelujah. As you pray to Him, bring your worries up to Him. Cast your anxieties on Him. And He stands there with open arms. When Christ died on Calvary, His arms were wide open. As if He was ready to take on all the worries, all the problems, all the sins, all the difficulties of this world. Hallelujah. Now Paul adds, with thanksgiving. Very important. He says, your anxieties, you can get rid of the anxieties by prayer and petitioning and stuff. But he says, with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Very important. Now, why is thanksgiving so important? Paul says, when you pray, thank God for the things He is about to do. Thankfulness, thanksgiving is the greatest expression of faith. Oh, hallelujah. If my son comes to me and says, Daddy, thank you for buying an ice from me. Oh, he's forcing me to buy an ice cream. It's true. He doesn't see the ice cream. He says, thank you for buying. Oh, you have to buy it now. Hallelujah. Amen. There's no way out. Hallelujah. Because we taught him to be thankful. But if they start being thankful in advance, you have to do whatever they ask you for. Amen. So Paul says, when you pray to God and cast your anxieties on Him, don't forget to give Him thanks. By thanking Him, you tell Him, Father, Daddy, I trust in You and I thank You for the solution of this problem. Hallelujah. And then you get up from your knees and the joy is back. The peace is back. Everything is fine. You have a future. You are meeting your destiny. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bring your request before God. Cast your anxieties on the Lord using prayer. Hallelujah. There was a man, a businessman, a very busy man. He decided to just worry once a week. Hallelujah. And he invented what he called the worry box. A little box. He built like a little box. And then he put every worry. He would write it down. He put it in the box. And he'll leave it for later, for next Wednesday. Amen. So every worry he had during the week would be left for Wednesday. Wednesday was the big worry day. Hallelujah. So on Wednesday, he would take some time. He would sit down and open the worry box and start reading all these worries. And you know what? Most of them would have been solved by then. Hallelujah. Why being worried about things that won't happen? Just make a decision. I'm not going to be worried. By the way, Paul, when he wrote this letter to the Philippians, was in prison. This was the day before they had flushing toilets. Before they had light. Hallelujah. This was a day when the prisons were smelly and dirty with rats and stuff. And Paul maybe is sitting there close to a candle writing a letter. And he says, my dear friends, every of your anxiety cast upon Him. And then use thanksgiving and everything will be just fine. This is not somebody who is not living in luxury. This is somebody who is in prison. By the way, the letter of the Philippians is called the letter of joy. He says, rejoice. And he writes to people outside of the prison. He says, rejoice. He says, I'm in prison and I'm so full of joy. I want you also to rejoice. Now, Paul, how in the world did you manage to rejoice in prison? He knew how to cast his anxieties on Him. Oh, hallelujah. He knew that the devil was trying to stop the gospel, but the gospel was preached in prison. Hallelujah. He knew that everything was working for his good. Hallelujah. He knew it. Some of us, when we don't feel like it, we tend to forget. Paul doesn't speak about feelings. He says in Romans 8:28, for we know. Hallelujah. Knowledge. He says, no matter where I am, no matter how I feel, I know everything is working out for my good. Paul would always confess positive confessions, even in prison. Hallelujah. Amen. He casts anxieties on God with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Somebody called McCrowley, MC Crowley. He said, every evening I give up my worries to God, since He is up all night anyway. Hallelujah. Why don't, when you lay down and you're about to fall asleep, just say, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Very simple. No need of taking drugs to fall asleep. Hallelujah. Just leave your anxieties, your worries with God. Trust in Him. Let Him go. Hallelujah. And He'll give you a sound sleep. Hallelujah. Now, since worries are based in pride, the antidote is humility. Hallelujah. If you want to be worry-free, humble yourself, as Peter says. Peter says, you get rid of your anxieties by humbling yourself. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 5, 6 to 8. By humbling yourself. My brother, my sister, you are not Superman. And you're not Superwoman. Why don't we just become honest and admit it? Lord, this problem is too big for me. No, man have a problem with that. Sometimes we're so arrogant, so prideful. You know, we want to be man, we want to be strong. And some people say, you know, men don't cry. It's a lie. Strong men should cry. Strong men should cry. And they should know their weakness before God. Not before people, but before God. And they should cry. And they should be willing and able to admit their weaknesses before God. Paul understood this principle. He says, no, three times he asked God to remove the thorn from his flesh. And God says, my grace is sufficient for you. And Paul says, all right. If it's like this, I'll start boasting about my weaknesses. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll start boasting about my weaknesses so that His power becomes more powerful in me. Oh, hallelujah. That is humility. Paul, the greatest apostle. Paul, the apostle of the heathens. Paul, who wrote much of the New Testament. He says, I boast of my weaknesses. I am before God and I tell God how weak I am. What problems I have. That I cannot survive even a day without Him. And God starts pouring out His grace more and more and more. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, God can only fill empty vessels. If you're full of self, if you're full of your own strength, God's not going to fill you. But if you let your strength go, your plans go, your pride go, all of a sudden the power of God will start flowing into your life. Oh, hallelujah, somebody now. Say hallelujah. 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 Confess your weakness. Humble yourself before God. Hallelujah. We're all just human beings. Even ministers, even evangelists, even pastors and prophets and apostles, and all these people who have these titles, doctors and professors, we must humble ourselves. And the power of God starts flowing through us as we humble ourselves. Hallelujah. One more thing, how to overcome worries. Know that all things work for your good. I've mentioned before, know that all things work for your good. Hallelujah. How many of you believe that God can even use bad things to cause something good to come out? Oh, hallelujah. I believe in El Shaddai. Hallelujah. I believe in God who is more than enough. I believe in the God who is the Most High God. Hallelujah. That Most High God can use bad circumstances and turn them into good. Hallelujah. What the devil will try to destroy my life, God will use to build me up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Martin Luther, the great German reformer, said, the devil's dung, you know the real word, don't you? The devil's dung is God's fertilizer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Des Teufels Mist ist Gottes Dünger. Hallelujah. Amen. He'll try to bring you down. He'll try to destroy your life. But you stand up and say, I know all things will work for my good. Hallelujah. And then you cast all your anxieties on Him. Hallelujah. And you get up from your knees and you're full of joy, full of praises, full of peace. Hallelujah. You can face challenges. You can face giants and still smile. Hallelujah. Amen. Ask God for wisdom. He'll give you wisdom. Ask God to guide you. He will guide you. Now, one more thing to overcome worries. Be worried about Him. About Him and His kingdom. Be worried about God's glory in your life. About God's glory in the church. Be worried, be anxious about God. And then God says, if you seek me first, if you make me the priority in your life, oh, I'll be so shaken. I'll be so moved. I'll come down with my presence. I'll come down with my power. I'll come down with my provision. And I will bless you. Hallelujah. And life becomes easy. Hallelujah. God starts adding unto us. He starts adding unto us all the things the pagans are striving for. So many people out there are struggling to get something. And they are worried. They're in and they're out. But if you worry about God, if you make God your priority, all of a sudden He will move heaven and earth. Because He is worried about you. He cares for you. Hallelujah. Amen. So be worried about Him. Hallelujah. There was a city in Switzerland during the time of Napoleon. And Napoleon, the army of Napoleon was approaching with about 18,000 soldiers. And it was a little village, little city. And they were scared of these soldiers approaching. Now the city council, they met briefly. And they decided, they were asking themselves, what to do now? Now they have not the power to fight them back. 18,000 soldiers. And they are a very small group. What are we going to do? Are we going to surrender? They were confused. They were worried. There was one old man. He was very wise. Hallelujah. And it was a time around Easter. And he said, we cannot change anything. The army is coming. But why don't we celebrate Easter? Today is Easter. And the city council, they thought to themselves, no, there's no use of fighting. Whatever will happen. Why don't celebrate Easter today? Today is Easter. And this old man went and he was ringing the bell for the people to come and to celebrate Easter. And as he was ringing the bell, the army ran away. Because they were thinking, they were signaling that there's support coming from the other side. Hallelujah. They ran away. Hallelujah. It's a real story. It happened. See, if you put God things first, God will chase your enemies. Oh, hallelujah. But some of you are so busy to fight the devil. Oh, Rabashanda Duduri. Hallelujah. I'm not against speaking in tongues. And speaking in tongues is wonderful. Hallelujah. It's the right thing to do. We should speak more in tongues. Yes, we should do. But why speak to the devil so much? Some of you are more busy speaking to the devil than to God. You know, you rebuke him for this and for this. Why not focusing on God and His greatness? Why not worshipping El Shaddai and El Elyon and El Rafa? Why not worshipping Yahweh Nissi? Hallelujah. And as you worship Him, as you seek Him first, He will send mighty angels. He will come with the glory. He will come with the Spirit. And all these small demons will be chased away. Hallelujah. Focus on Him. Focus on Him. Focus on Him. Hallelujah. You don't have to fight the battle. The battle has been fought 2,000 years ago. And when Christ hung on the cross, He said, it is finished. Let me tell you, every demon was finished. Every sickness was finished. Every problem was finished. It's only because of our unbelief we still have these problems. We give room to the devil, room to anxieties. The problem is not God. God has sent a blessing. Hallelujah. The Bible says all the promises are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Oh, God has sent His blessing. God has given His best. But sometimes when the delivery comes, God is looking for the post box. There's no faith to receive. Hallelujah. But it should not be your portion today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You shall receive today. Hallelujah. One more thing, how to overcome anxieties. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Commit your ways unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Trust in Him. Whatever you do, say, Lord, I'm not doing this in my own strength. I need You. Lord, I'm putting this project, this thing into Your hands. Now it's Yours. I'm not going to worry about it. This is Your child. This is Your ministry. This is Your project. This is Your business. This is Your family. I'm all of it. I'm willing to work here, but I'm not going to handle this thing. Hallelujah. You are my boss. Please take care of this thing. Hallelujah. Amen. There was one story before I close. There's one little story I want to share. In Greece, about 400 or 500 before Christ, Greece was divided in many small states. And they had these small, like in Germany, it was the same thing before, you know. And these small kingdoms would fight each other. And sometimes they would send spies into the enemy's kingdom to spy them out. In other words, there was one spy who went over to the enemy's camp, and he was caught. And so he was brought to the king, and he was about to be executed. And this man was very creative. He had an idea. He said, King, now if you allow me to live for just 5 more years, just 5 years. After 5 years, you can still kill me if you like. But if you just allow me to live for 5 more years, I'm going to teach your favorite horse how to sing. Hallelujah. Well, the king thought to himself, my goodness, I mean, I can kill him after 5 years. The bodyguards will guard him. And maybe he can really teach my horse how to sing. So he went to the horse stable and started playing the lyre, playing the music instrument, and teaching the horse how to sing. One of his spying friends came also across the border, and he met him there. He said, now, what's wrong with you? Are you crazy? Don't you know the king is going to kill you? You cannot make a horse sing. Well, then this man answered very wisely. He says, in 5 years, many things can happen. He says, the king may die. He says, I may die. Or the horse learns how to sing. Hallelujah. And the story says, and he kept playing the instrument. That is your portion today. Hallelujah. No matter where you are, enjoy today. Hallelujah. Enjoy the present. Don't worry about tomorrow. Hallelujah. Because God can make things happen. Hallelujah. Amen. Before I close, there's one exception I have to mention. One exception. One thing you should and you must be worried about today. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 2. Let's open Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 and 13. Philippians chapter 2, 12 and 13. Paul says, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Listen, Paul says there's something you must be anxious about. You must fear, you must even tremble. He says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. There's only one worry, one anxiety, which is rightful yours today. Are you sure, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that when you die, you go to heaven? That should be your concern. That should be your only worry today. If I die, will I meet God in heaven? Am I going to heaven? You may come to church. You may even be a church member. You may be on the board, the church board. Be one of the ministers in the church. But deep inside of you, do you know that you are going to heaven? And Paul says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Hallelujah. So I want to conclude with this question today. Let's just bow our hands for a moment. Yes, thank you, ma'am. God bless you too. Let's just bow our hands. And let's just be worried about one thing today. Just one thing. Let's be anxious about just one thing today. One thing. am I going to heaven? Do I really know